The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is the largest event of its kind in the world. The yearly event features horse and bull riders from all over the huge state of Texas. The trail rides are part of a tradition that dates back to 1952. That tradition remains strong, even though Houston's urban area has grown much larger. Every year, the Houston rodeo season begins with a parade downtown. The riders travel highways and city streets to get there. Tim Bernadol, one of the riders, came in with a group from a rural area north of the city.
It's getting harder every year for us just to find stops, to be able to stop safely and be safely on the side of the roads, to have our brakes stop.
The riders don't sleep on the cold, hard ground the way old-time cowboys did. James Money is a rancher from Booth, Texas, about 45 kilometers away. He slept in a comfortable camp trailer every night of the ride to Houston.
I don't know if we're as hard as the old-timers. You know, we have to have luxuries to be able to do it.
The day before the parade, riders make their last camp in Houston's Memorial Park. Here they can relax and practice their cowboy skills.
So congratulations on an outstanding trail ride.
There is also an award ceremony. Carula Palwitz is a visitor from Germany. She gets to see some of the riders during the ceremony.
It's very nice to see a little bit of the culture here and get a little bit of the mood here of Texas.
The big winner at the award ceremony was the Texas Independence Trail Ride from Brazoria, Texas. Joey Bolaños is among the proud winners.
This is like the best of the best. Organization, the horsemanship, and safety and all that.
Ed Coas, another of the ranchers, says tradition is the most important part of the trail ride.
It's part of my heritage. My daddy was a rancher and farmer. His daddy was a rancher and farmer. We all were at one time in this Houston area. So we got to keep this going.
Most trail riders are not ranchers. However, they have to take care of their animals throughout the year. 10-year-old Kaven says he does that work at home, although his little sisters disagree.
He don't ride his horses at home. He don't do hardly nothing at home with his horses.
I do.
The Barn Bunch riders even bring along their own specially designed fire barrel for the cold nights. Daphne Johnson is the team leader. She says the week-long ride can be tiring.
By Wednesday, everybody's saying, oh my gosh, I can't wait until this is over. By the time we get to the park, we're saying, oh no, the trail is almost over. And then on Sunday, we're planning for next year.
Daphne Johnson says she enjoys spending time every year with others who enjoy a taste of cowboy life. I'm Jim Tedder. And now, words in this story. Tradition, noun, a way of thinking, behaving, or doing something that has been used by the people in a particular group, family, society, etc., for a long time. Barrel, noun, a round, usually wooden container with curved sides and flat ends. Do you have rodeos where you live? Do you have some other traditional festival or event to show traditional skills? Let us know. Post your thoughts in the comment section.